Now, another strategy that combines EGFR inhibition and anti-angiogenesis, similar to erlotinib or bevacizumab, at least in my mind, is the drug Zactimer, ZD6474. Can you talk a little bit about how that agent works and, you know, sort of what we know about it right now in lung cancer?
Sure. So this is an interesting drug. It is an oral agent made by AstraZeneca, and it is an EGFR inhibitor as well as a VEGF receptor 2 inhibitor. So it's a dual kinase inhibitor. The challenge with this drug, and when you compare it with erlotinib and bevacizumab, is you have to ask yourself, is it as good of an EGFR inhibitor as erlotinib? And is it as good as a VEGF inhibitor as bevacizumab? So just because it hits the same general pathways and targets, I don't know that it will be better than giving two drugs, but it's all in one pill. So there have been a number of trials in non-small cell lung cancer, which have already been reported, and there is a trial in small cell lung cancer, which has been reported with this drug. So in non-small cell lung cancer, Dr. Natal reported a trial comparing ZD6474 versus gefitinib, and this is in the second-line setting. And the primary endpoint of this trial was progression-free survival. And what he reported at ASCO 2006 was that ZD6474 had a higher response rate and also an improved progression-free survival when compared to gefitinib. Dr. Haymock did a 3-arm randomized phase 2 study that he also reported at ASCO 2006. This is also in the second-line setting. One arm got docetaxel on its own. Another arm got docetaxel with 100 milligrams of ZD6474. And the third arm got docetaxel with 300 milligrams of ZD6474. And the two arms that contain ZD6474 did have what appeared to be an enhanced progression-free survival compared to the docetaxel alone arm. There was also a first-line trial that was reported at ASCO this year, I also believe by Dr. Haymock, in which she looked at carboplatin and paclitaxel with or without ZD6474. And this was a randomized phase 2 study. And the patients on the 6474 arm, keep in mind this is a small randomized phase 2, did appear to have improved progression-free survival compared to the chemo alone arm. So this drug does carry some promise, and I believe it's heading towards randomized phase 3 trials.